You.
What the fuck is that? Coldplay aren't that bad. You. Oh, it's easy to knock, isn't it? You. What's the fucking.
You. You. You are my universe, and I just want to put you first. And you, you are my universe, and I.
Are you ever on a train, or more likely a plane, and you look out of the window? You suddenly see a thousand different houses, hundreds of thousands of different universes spinning around, totally oblivious to yours, of which you are, of course, the center of, you regard as the most important. Just look out of the window, on a train or a plane, to those infinite different universes, and realize that you are nothing really. Your worries are not those of the universe. And your worries aren't really worries. They just seem like worries because you aren't looking out of the window. So I was on a train, and a couple sitting next to me weren't looking out of the window. And they weren't talking to each other. They were instead both doing their independent word searches. And these word searches they did for hours, just trying to find words in a word search. And when they found the word they were looking for, they would get that little dopamine hit and smile a little bit and cross the word out of the grid and in the legend. And then they would get to the final few words, the ones that were more difficult to see. And then often they'd just give up and move on to the next word search. All the time not talking to each other and not looking out of the window. The whole universe and all their worries were condensed in this artificial puzzle, trying to find words in a word search. And I wonder if while they were doing these word searches for hours, they ever even thought about looking out of the window. As we traverse the beautiful UK countryside, Dartmoor National Park, the ocean, boats bobbing on the bays of Plymouth, or whether this was their universe and they were happy, whether their minds never wandered to think of anyone else, even maybe just the personal people that created the word search. Because that's a job, isn't it? That's someone's job. Word search creator. So I started to look out of the window and imagine the word search creator sitting in one of those thousands of houses. I don't know which one. The word search creators make it very hard for you to find them. But yeah, I started to imagine the word search creator creating his or her word searches, and I thought, does it ever cross your mind, Mr. or Mrs. Word Search Creator, that what you are doing is essentially evil? What you are doing is stripping people of their curiosity, essentially ridding people of their very life source, as they are reduced. They are reduced to nothing. Their universes are reduced to finding words related to beer, wine, and spirit in a word search called "What ails you?" What, you thought that was clever? Did you? You thought "What ails you?" You thought that was clever? Well, it's not clever. It's not clever because in reducing people's universes to this, you are wrecking their lives. and you are wrecking the universe. There is so much more going on in the world. Look up. Look up. Or just close your eyes and dream. Incredible things are there for you if you put down the word search and instead search. Truly incredible things. You are my universe, and I want to put you first. And you are my universe, and I. Coldplay have done a collab with BTS, for fuck's sake. Anything is possible. Forwards. Backwards, horizontal, vertical, and diagonal. Your universe is amazing. Look out of the window and search.